Hello?
Yes, hello. How you doing, Rodolfo?
Yes.
How you doing, Rodolfo? My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. Would you be so kind and answer a few questions for us? Your opinion is very important for the nation. I'm going to be very fast. I'm not going to take too much of your time. This is about regarding the issues facing your community and the nation.
Oh, I'm okay, man.
I'm only going to take 5 minutes of your time.
All right, what is it then?
Okay, first of all, let's see, yes. You prefer Spanish or English?
Neither.
English?
Neither.
Okay. Now, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do they use it?
No, do they work?
No.
Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance? You probably will not vote.
Probably 50-50 chance.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. Now, do you mind telling me your age?
I'm 21.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being the most important, 5 being somewhat important, and 0 meaning not important at all. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
One.
Okay. Making housing more affordable.
7.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Fighting racism and discrimination.
5.
Okay. Do you believe the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, getting better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Better.
And now, thinking about race relations in the American today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Involving what? Involving relations?
The race relations in America.
Oh, race relations?
Yes.
No, I don't think they're getting better.
So are they getting worse or these about the same?
Worse.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana, and other cannabis products?
Marijuana and you said cocaine?
Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, and marijuana. Okay. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will have improved health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? I strongly agree, disagree, or just somewhat agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar. Now, this doesn't mean that you use it, just if you are familiar with the product. heat, not burn tobacco products?
I work construction, so I'm pretty familiar with all of them.
Okay.
I don't use them at all, but I'm pretty familiar. Everybody else uses them.
Electronic cigarettes and vapes?
Yeah, everybody else has them. Yep.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Yeah, everybody all else right. has them.
Okay. Now I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking in America today. As you may know, smoking rates have been going down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 5 who will try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans? Cost of smoking has gone up? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
Repeat the last two?
More education and anti-tobacco advertising or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
The last one.
Okay. Now I'm going to read two statements. You let me know which one you agree the most. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is now safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing to able to quit entirely. Which one do you agree more?
Statement A.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat harmful, much less harmful, no difference?
I say somewhat harmful.
Somewhat more harmful or somewhat less harmful?
I think vaping is the most harmful.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm going to read some statements here, and I want you to rate it on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being the strongest, 5 being somewhat, and 0 being don't agree at all. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in the 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large scales of public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful. Smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Opioids are killing 100,000 of Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to have as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoke. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. This is the last one here. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in smoking rates over the year. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Okay, we're already at 75. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that the advancing tobacco harm reductions, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree,
okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Is a yes or no. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as vape or chew?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
High school graduate.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think about your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Okay. How would you describe where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+
no.
community? Okay. Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican? Or independent or something else?
I've never voted, so I can't answer that.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You never voted in the 2020 either, right?
No.
Okay. And in the 2024 elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know. Probably neither.
Okay. Don't know. Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Of an act.